Welcome to this podcast brought to you by Medicom Medical Publishers. My name is Dr. Rachel Giles, and today I'm going to be talking about some of the most exciting abstracts that were presented at the Migraine Trust International Symposium, the MTIS, which was a virtual congress of neurology this year. It was held from the 3rd through the 9th of October, 2020. Anyway, enjoy listening. There was also a really nice presentation about the telescope study, which provided real-world evidence data for Renimab. Renimab is the first in class calcitonin gene-related peptide receptor inhibitor, and this was a German study looking at German headache centers. And Renimab, it's approved for the preventative treatment for migraine in adults. Real-world data, it's become increasingly important, of course, for providing evidence of the treatment efficacy in clinical practice. And the telescope, it was an online survey which took place from July until December 2019 in 45 different German headache centers. And it collected real-world data on Renimab treatment outcomes from the physician's perception and daily clinical routine. So these are not patient-reported outcomes, but physician-reported outcomes. So the study captured data on the physician's perspective on Renimab treatment regarding therapy decision, patient profiles, and quality of life in a broad range of migraine patients. In addition, physicians reported treatment effects and satisfaction with the outcome of 10 to 20 individual episodic and chronic migraine patients with more than 3 months of Renimab treatment per site. And a total of 542 patients were documented in this study. So the majority of the 45 neurologists which were involved in this study considered the restricted quality of life, actually all of the physicians, all 45 of them, monthly migraine days, and a number of the previous prophylactic treatments that were provided, which was roughly 90%, as important reasons for initiating treatment with CGRP monoclonal antibodies. And treating physicians observed not only a reduced migraine burden and an improved quality of life after treatment initiation with Renimab, but the response rate and patient satisfaction were both reported as really high. So 83% for the patient satisfaction and 80% for the response rate. According to the treating physicians' reports for all Renimab patients in the last quarter, the following endpoints were reported for Renimab. So reduced headache intensity in 77% of the patients, improved quality of life in 75.5% of the patients, and reduced MMDs by half, so 66%. In the patients. So the mean change in MMDs was -6.2, and a mean change in the acute medication days was -6.4, which is pretty impressive. Treating physicians saw a response already after the first injection in nearly 70% of their patients. So I think all in all, if you're going to conclude, the telescope study really did provide some real-world evidence in all sorts of patients that were being seen fairly in a serial manner in German headache centers. And based on the assessment of the treating of physicians, Renimab really did reduce the burden of migraine and increase the quality of life in more than three quarters of their patients, with an onset after the first injection in a majority of the patients already.